101.9 High FM, One Nation, One Station.
Jody Samuel, author of a book called Chutzpah, Wisdom and Wine. Jody, good afternoon to you and thank you for joining us here on 101.9 High FM.
Hi, good afternoon.
Jody, you're one of ours, hey? You're a South African, so I gathered from the newspaper article in the Jerusalem Post.
Yes, I should have said, how's it, instead.
You absolutely should have, although, and this is the interesting part, you didn't end up in Israel, you know, directly. You went via New York. You had a very good life on the Upper East Side. You were a who's who in the community. And then you got to Israel, and the topic of the article was Hamas inspires family to make Aliyah. Explain that outrageous sentence to us.
Well, firstly, we left South Africa via New Zealand, via Australia, and then we went to New York, where we were for many years. But my husband and I met in Jerusalem when we were very young, and we spoke about moving to Israel for many, many years.
Yeah.
And it was one of those 2-year plans that we're moving to Israel in two more years. And along the way, I became a princess in Manhattan.
Okay.
I lost my idealism. But in 2014, which was okay time, that was the war with Gaza and the missiles, we were actually here in Israel for the summer for 2 months. And I remember just being so moved by Israel. Somehow the best of Israelis come out under stress. And yes. I was really moved under, and like there was this like pivotal moment for me. Anybody who knows Israelis knows they're really, really soccer mad. And thousands of people sit in the streets outside watching the soccer. All these big boards, and it was when the three boys that were kidnapped, they announced their death in the middle of a game, and notification came over the screens, and the whole country went from one big party to one silent mourning, and that moment really impacted me, because I realized there was truly like a Jewish people really bond together, and they feel part of one, and you can live in New York your whole life, and you can have a great life, but you'll never really feel part of something bigger. You just enjoy life.
I hear you loud and clear, but what I also gathered out of the article was how absolutely brutally honest you have been about the whole experience. I mean, you don't paint it as all one big marvelous journey of honey and roses. I mean, you certainly are very honest about the fact that it's been challenging at times.
You know, in the beginning, I used to say moving to Israel killed my two loves. It killed my love of Israel and my love of Jerusalem.
Oh.
It was very, 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 it's gotten better. I think the challenges for coming from a country, when you come from a place like America, northeast of the USA, where you have, well, at least prior to everything going on, financial security, political security, a good lifestyle, choice of Jewish life, and coming to Israel is a huge, huge sacrifice. And the people who do best are those who are drunk on idealism. So I say idealism is like good red wine, and it smooths over many things. So for people like my husband, who is very idealistic, and although they're very rough spots, he could also see the big picture. It was much harder for me to see that.
Jody, I think it was Thomas Friedman who wrote in his book From Beirut to Jerusalem that Israel kind of, for many people, makes sense one step removed. You can have this idealistic, this sort of Israel shel mala, this idealistic, wonderful vision of what Israel is. But my goodness me, when it comes to the real Israel, when it comes to that heat and that humidity and the Middle Eastern tempers, it's a very different thing dealing with it on a day-to-day basis, isn't it?
I always say, you know, when you like study Torah, you learn about Klal Israel, the people of Israel, and you have this image of like 600,000 people standing at Mount Sinai. And then you come live in Israel and you're like, wow, are these really the people of Israel? But, you know, you have to realize there are other pieces of the puzzle, but it takes a while because you have to really, really shift your entire emotional and intellectual perspective, and you have to switch your value system to really believe other things are important. And like some people tell me it takes 19 years, some people tell me it takes 11 years, 5 years. No, most people did not say it takes a year or 6 months to adjust.
I must say, I tried it. I wish it had worked. I found Israel incredibly difficult. And one of the things I found most difficult was being at whatever level a somebody in South Africa, understanding how the society worked, knowing which doctor to call, and suddenly you arrive in this foreign country where the language, as much as you speak it, is still difficult, and you're legless.
I think that is incredibly challenging for me as a type A person who is used to controlling my whole world and then having to rely on my 12-year-old kids to, like, order pizza. That became very hard. Nearly arrested leaving the country once for an unpaid tax, which was something my son kept checking our mail and saying, oh, it's nothing. So my husband assumed it was nothing, and it was an unpaid, like, they hadn't linked his tax file. A little technical glitch that, you know, certain things like that, you realize how helpless you are.
Yeah.
And feel like a foreigner. You always feel like a foreigner.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand it. That's why Ranana, to some extent, makes the landing just a little less difficult, I suppose. Jody, talk to me about your book, Chutzpah, Wisdom and Wine. What a lovely title as well, by the way.
My book was I started writing a blog. I have a daughter with special needs, and I started writing a blog about, honestly, as you can hear, I'm very honest with things, sharing the triumphs, the pains, the journey. And then it became a real life story, my blog. It was all about me, my family, my marriage, my Aliyah. And it was a very open book, very honest. And I think people loved it because it was unfiltered, real, unlaundered. And people kept saying to me, you should write a book. And eventually last year, a mentor who had really impacted my life passed away in February. And in March, I was like, that's it. I'm going to write the book. I had the blog. I had the materials. And I put it together in just over a year. COVID helped me to focus because we're stuck at home. And we got the book out just a month ago.
You felt it would be a good time to launch a book right in the middle of a pandemic, did you?
Actually, I kept thinking I should rename the book, How to Launch a Book in a Pandemic, because it's actually pretty tough to do in a pandemic, but we're trying. You know, you don't have the speaking engagements and the book launch events, but the flip side is you have Zoom and a lot of other events that maybe you wouldn't have had previously.
So, Jody, if we are interested in your story and we want to buy the book, where do we do so?
The Kolal Bookshop in Johannesburg stocks the book, and they also will send it out online to anybody. People can order online or go into the store.
Yeah, I must say, you kol hakavod, Jody, for doing this, for having the omets, the bravery to do this, because, many of us, you know, have been educated to see Israel through very much rose-tinted glasses, and you're bringing an extra flavor to the story. You're telling us how it is, your experience, and that it wasn't necessarily all, you know, smooth sailing. And yet you're there, and what's your relationship with Israel today?
So while I joke that Hamas was my Aliyah Shaliach, the inspiration to make Aliyah, I say COVID has helped me settle in. Because it's
why?
Well, I think firstly, I miss New York so much, and what's going on in the US has been so crazy, and New York specifically.
Absolutely, yes.
So, and then just, I don't know, there were moments that I would like walk around Jerusalem during COVID and it'd be like, wow, this is quite quaint, or this is pretty. And for 5 years, I was so adamant that I wasn't going to like Israel that everything I did previously like about it, I stopped enjoying. And now, I guess, having no choice and no option to travel, I'm suddenly like, wow, Israel actually has some things to offer.
So interesting the timing of this discussion you and I are having today, because last night I was having a chat to somebody in the Upper East Side in Manhattan who told me that because of all the issues with the homeless and social distancing, they've commandeered all the hotels in the Upper East Side. She was saying to me that what had been the Paris of Manhattan has now turned out to be a threatening, frightening place to live, that within 500 meters of her apartment, there are three different facilities of 500, 700, and 300 people each, all homeless, all living a very different life to the one that she's used to. So, yeah, what interesting timing. So maybe Israel ain't so bad after all.
Yeah. I think what's been interesting, whether it's COVID or New York, you see how quickly the world can switch. In like literally weeks, days, months, our world can change. And it's forcing us all to shift our perspective. And that's very much part of what the message of my book is about. Life doesn't have to be perfect to be wonderful. And we have to all readjust to new realities at the moment.
Chadi, I think we're going to leave it there. Life doesn't have to be perfect to be wonderful. That's a bit profound if ever there was. Thank you so much for talking to us here on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm so very appreciative of your time.
Thank you.
So that was Jodi Samuel, author of a book called Chutzpah, Wisdom and Wine, about her very interesting journey landing up in Israel, available from the Kollel bookstore as well as Amazon.com.